Researchers say taxpayers are spending more than $800 million a year funding a mental health program with little evidence to show it's actually helping people get better. The Better Access program was set up 13 years ago and gives patients 10 sessions with a psychologist every year, partly covered by Medicare. But an investigation found many patients are using it on a repeat basis, suggesting their needs are more complex than the program can handle. Lexi Metherill reports.
Researchers say the Better Access program was initially focused on providing short and targeted psychology sessions. It was designed for people with problems like mild depression or anxiety. Dr. Sebastian Rosenberg from the ANU Centre for Mental Health Research says it doesn't cater for people with complex problems.
If you take, for example, a person with an eating disorder, they're likely to need a combination of care. They're likely to need access to care by a dietitian, potentially a psychiatrist, potentially a peer worker, someone who's been through this experience before. Now, in a nutshell, Better Access does not pay for that kind of team care.
A Federal Health Department spokesman says an independent evaluation in 2011 found Better Access had improved access to and outcomes for people with moderate to severe mental disorders. But Dr. Rosenberg says his research shows it has a majority of repeat clients, suggesting many have complex problems and are not getting the support they need.
At the moment, I would say that we have primary care services. You go and see a GP, you go and see a psychologist, and then there's almost nothing in between that service and the front door of the emergency department of your local public hospital. So there's a barren landscape of services.
Maggie Toko represents an alliance of mental health consumer groups in New South Wales, Victoria and Western Australia. She says Better Access is a good program, but it's limited by its focus on cognitive behaviour therapy or CBT.
Sometimes it's seen as an economic answer rather than an actual answer. You know, if you can turn them through quicker, faster, get them up and running again. But we're talking about human lives. We're talking about people who are experiencing trauma that is not necessarily going to be over with in 10 sessions.
The Medicare Benefits Schedule Review is considering a recommendation to expand the Better Access program that has the support of psychologists. Professor Tim Carey is the Australian Psychological Society's Vice President.
We definitely need more data, but again, I don't think it's an either-or situation. I don't think we should delay increasing treatment options for people and making treatment even more available to people while we collect data. A lot of the treatments that are recommended through the MBS are evidence-based treatments, so we know the treatments are effective.
But Dr. Rosenberg says expanding the program would be a taxpayer-funded gamble, given how little is known about its outcomes.
We've now got 46,000 Australians using this program every week, at a cost of around about $28 million if you include Medicare and out-of-pocket costs. It's a colossal investment.
His research into the Better Access program is being published in today's Medical Journal of Australia.
Lexi Metherill reporting, and the Federal Health Department says Better Access is a valuable part of the Commonwealth's mental health system, but that it has many other mental health support services available through its primary health networks.